All right.
We're here. We're here.
This 48.
Episode 48. This is the World of Controversy Podcast, the podcast that gives you all forms of controversy.
Let's do
it. My man is getting a little goofy right here. He's being a little foolish right now.
I got a full seat today. You know that never happens.
Bro, we had a full seat a few times, brother.
It never happens for me. Let me get in here, man.
It happened for you. It happened a few times. All right, you done. Don't get back to business, brother.
48 episodes, the first 48. I'm super excited. My name is Jerm Griffin. We got Julian Rob on the track.
J-Rob the Great, yeah. It felt great, man. It felt great.
It does.
I feel like I haven't been here in a minute.
I know.
Right?
First episode in March. Yeah. First episode of March.
And we have two amazing, fantastic guests for you guys today.
Fantastic. Super.
Yeah, our first couple guests.
Yeah.
They're a couple.
Woo! Thanks.
Come on.
Thank you for inviting us on.
Everyone knows that they're together, by the way.
Yeah.
Married. It's like, no, we playing. Would y'all like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I am Edward G. Jackson II. And this is Ari.
Hi.
And you know, I'm a real estate agent, ex-truck driver, and
doula, teacher's assistant, a whole bunch of other things.
Yeah, we got a couple of things under our belt. So.
Oh, a couple of titles under your belt. That's good. I mean, me and him got a couple of titles under our belts too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, not just podcasters now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. No, yeah, not just podcasters. We do a lot. Super excited to have Eddie and Ari on. You know, Ari, I think we've been talking about having you on for a little while now. Mm-hmm. So we finally got you, Eddie, on the podcast. Super excited. Rob, what are we talking about?
Okay, so we're comparing a two-parent household to one-parent household, and also talking about how they work in relationships.
Okay. Wow. When I talked about this, when I thought about this, hey, yo, we're reading comments. Someone said, "Hey, gentlemen." Who is that?
Who is that?
I don't know. That's Leona. Leona, the comedian from Philly, actually was on our podcast before here.
Oh,
how you doing, Leona? You can always comment live on our Instagram, WOC_podcast. But like I was saying, so when I was doing the research, right, it is clear that sometimes the way family dynamics are, the way the family structure happens, can affect your romantic relationships later on in adult life. And I never really thought about it. I didn't think it had much to do with it. But some research says it might actually have a lot to do with it. Your adult romantic relationships. Rob, were you under the same belief before researching this?
Yeah, it was on the same belief. I mean, I thought, like, when she first brought it up, I thought, all right, might have a little bit, but I ain't thinking like nothing major of it.
Right.
No. But right. It does have some effect on your relationship, your romantic relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a 2001 study, and sadly, I don't have my physical notes on me, but they did a study in 2001, and they said if the woman has had a divorce, all right, she's 69% more likely, or if the woman's parents have a divorce, she's 69% more likely to be in a divorce herself. Mm-hmm. If the man and the woman's parents are divorced, it's like 109% increase that there will be a divorce in their relationship. Something crazy like that.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So your parents' relationships might actually be affecting your relationship down the line. And it's so important to, it's just so important to have like good relationships and modeling that. That's what they call it in psychology, modeling that to your children. What do you guys think about that? How do you feel it has impacted you guys' relationships personally?
Well, personally, both my parents, they got separated when I was around 5 or 6. So I definitely went through some trauma from that, definitely did follow me into my relationships further in the future.
Okay, right.
And it did play with some of my insecurities somewhat. I've worked very hard on them to try and combat them, but it most definitely wasn't easy. So I know that it definitely plays a role.
Wow, man. Thanks for being vulnerable, man.
Yeah, that's real vulnerable.
That is. So you said 5 or 6, your biological parents, both of them, your parents broke up, right? Is that what you're saying? Or?
We'll say that for the intensive purpose.
Okay.
It was pretty domestic, so.
Oh, okay. Mm. Awesome. Okay. No, because there was a, from the study I was reading, there is a difference between like step families. Yep. And they were able to determine that even if you're living with one biological parent was different than, versus a biological parent in a step parent. The numbers are dramatically different even for that category.
Like step parent.
Yeah.
It's very like different than like having both parents.
Right.
Well, like I said, when my parents did break up, my brother would probably be able to tell you about that because he did have a step parent step in, at least on my mother's side, because me and my brother were both separated as young boys.
Mm.
I went with my father, and my brother went with my mother. That's how they did it, which we both hated it, but it was what it was. Mm-hmm. Until my mom said, you can have my brother at a much later time in our life, and it still plays with my brother a little bit, because I've always known my dad. So, and I know both of my parents.
Right.
And,
right.
They're both very, very strong-willed, very...
colorful.
Colorful, very energetic. They're both Leos, actually. So...
Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
I know that. Amen.
He was born on the 8th and she was the 18th of August, so they're like 10 days apart.
Wow. Who was born the 8th?
So my father was born on the 8th.
Oh man, I gotta talk to your dad. I'm the 10th of August, so.
Yeah, mother and my mother was the 18th.
Okay.
I think my dad's the 20th.
Yeah, some were like that too. Yeah. So they're very strong, very strong opinionated, very go-getters, and extremely stubborn.
Oh yeah.
Dang. Wow.
Boxes.
So when you have to when you have parents like that, they pretty much, it's like if you left one parent's house, you just literally went to the same person's house.
Right.
Because their idealisms didn't really change very much. One's just a male, one's just a female.
Yeah.
Right.
But when they're ready to, turn up their volume.
They'll let you know.
Yeah, they let you know.
Right. And you are?
I grew up in a single, I just had my mom. It was my mom, my aunt, and my grandma. That's all I had was my mom, my aunt, and my grandma.
Okay.
My dad wasn't really in my life. I could probably count on my hand how many times that he was in my life. He was more so in my life, I want to say, 2 years ago?
We'll say 3, yeah.
3 years ago when I had became his full-time caregiver, and that was a lot on us in our relationship. So it was always, before that, I never really had a relationship with him. So.
Dang. Rob.
Oh, you want me to take it? Talking about my personal experience, or?
Wherever you want to take it. I didn't know if you wanted to comment on what they just said or
Well, sister, I understand that's hard about the father thing, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah, you're not the only situation. I heard many stories. It's hard, man. I mean, when the parents not in your life and mm-hmm. you looking for that relationship.
It's like a hole you're trying to fill.
It's definitely a hole you're trying to fill. I know. I only had my father like 6 years in my life before he passed away. So I know that whole missing like somebody like right there. Yeah.
Do you guys think it has affected
yes.
your dating life?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
In specific instances, could you explain like when you got to quote unquote dating age, how, you know, looking for a partner was different, or how it was affecting who you were looking for, maybe? I don't know. I'm not sure.
So, when I was coming up, I didn't exactly know how to date. I didn't know how to do anything. My first education into dating was pretty much going through the Bible standards of dating.
Amen.
Hey. And I tried to follow the, you know, teachings, you know, don't flirt with people if you have no interest in them. make sure that you're clear and direct to the point about what you're looking for. You know, the biggest thing was not to be afraid of rejection, because as it was explained to me by one of my mentors, he said, you know, if you wanted everybody in the world to like you, the biggest problem is how you gonna choose everybody in the world? It's just one you.
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
No,
he or she threw you a word.
Yeah, so basically it's okay to be rejected because that person, you know, may not be interested in you at the time. And even if you're interested, at least you know, so you don't have to worry about pursuing them. Now, some people say, well, you know, you can pursue a little harder. Let people's yes mean yes and their no means no. I've had people come back at later points in their life and ask, hey, are you single? And I'm like, no, sorry, I'm not, you know. It is a little awkward when you've had somebody who did reject you come back and ask if you're single, because it's like, oh, what am I, the rebound guy or something like that?
No, that's what you are, though, the rebound.
Well, I mean, maybe. One of the other things I've learned, too, is that, you know, dating in your 20s.
Wait a minute.
Versus dating in your 30s is way different.
Yeah.
Because 20s, there's an expectation that, or as I've learned from some people, an unrealistic expectations or standards or settings that people have their mindset on. And then when they actually get into an actual relationship, you know, you kind of come to learn that, okay, the stuff I learned from TVs was BS. The stuff that I've really need to go back to sometimes the Bible now and really look at what I am investing in this relationship, you know. And I think the hardest part for me, like when I was in my first real relationship, was that I was so invested in my very, very first girlfriend, and we were so invested in each other that the very thought scared us so much that when that fear actually came up, she couldn't deal with it, so she ended up taking her own life. That was my very, very first girlfriend.
Whoa. Hold on. So, the fear of
losing, yeah.
Of losing.
Mm-hmm.
Was that
took
great?
Over, like, her, that she took her own life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
deep.
That's a mouthful right there.
Yeah. It took me a very, very extremely long time to get over that.
Brother, I understand.
Because, you know, and what made it even worse was she was, you know, 3 months pregnant.
And she was 3 months. Yo.
So, I mean, it was kind of like, like getting shot in the chest. You know what I mean?
That is definitely the feeling, though, because I can only imagine.
I'm at the same point as you. I can only imagine. That almost sounds like a movie.
I'm gonna say.
Wow.
I'm gonna say this: if you've ever been hit by a blunt object in the head and blacked out for a minute, and then got up and didn't know where you were, and you feel numb for them, I don't know however many minutes, that first couple minutes, that's like you walk around like that for a while.
Wow. Dang, man. I ain't even gonna hold you. I don't know what I thought you were gonna say today, but nowhere close did I ever think you dealt with that. Wow. I'm sorry to hear that, my brother.
Brother, you about to put me in tears.
Yeah, dog. I don't even know if I would sit up here and even tell that, to be honest. I don't know where I would be.
That put me in tears. Yeah. Like,
wow.
And she was just even thinking about it.
She was pregnant with your kid? Oh, man.
Brother.
Yeah, that would have been sick. You were asking. No, not like that, because I didn't know if it was like if someone else's kid, then maybe, you know.
Dang, brother.
No. Not that you would feel least worse.
That would make it worse, bro.
Yeah.
Well.
But she kills him, then.
A brief detail into the story was. For the first year and some change, going into the second year, we were madly in love with each other.
Right.
We were building, we were saving up, we were doing a whole lot of stuff. Then, the classical twist and tale, my fear and her fear, the ex shows up.
Mm. Now, who's that? No, who's that?
Her ex.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, y'all might have to get this on a script, yo, because this is starting to get. Not to say is, you know.
Yo, can we write a script about this?
Yeah.
All right. We can make some money.
Hey, my man Live to Wob said, hey. Wow. He said, right. Wow. He said, wow. Live, we might have to get the script going, my man.
Live to Wob.
Because this joint, wow.
Live to Wob is another guest we had on.
Yes.
And a former coworker of mine.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. We got some good people on the live. Leona was just on here. Live to Wob on here. Wow. So, okay. We could go so deep into this, but let's go back to what initially started it. When you're talking about this fear, because fear is evidence appearing real, right? False evidence appearing real.
Mm. Well, some in this particular case, it was real.
Now, wow.
And that's one of the reasons why I brought it up, because it was the most traumatic experience for me, because not only was this happening, but I had no control over it, and I was so angry, and so was she, but we couldn't communicate, we couldn't talk, because our anger was just so swollen at each other because of the thoughts, just the insecurities of what could be going on, you know, and it was that took us to that level. And then, like I said, as she did what she did, I said to myself, I wish I could have sat down and put my anger away for a minute, but we didn't get the chance to. And sometimes, you know, that's why I say, like, I see people in there angry at each other. I say, look, y'all go sit in a separate room. Sit there for as long as you need to.
Right.
Because I want y'all to understand, and even the Bible says this, and it's very true. When you speak out of anger, those are words you cannot take back.
Well,
and if something bad or even worse happens, you have to live with it. Mm-hmm. Mm. So, you know, don't speak anybody out of anger. Like, you have a right to be angry about a certain subject, but just go and walk away. Because, you know, your insecurities try and beat you up. And sometimes you got to take your insecurities, drag them in the room, and beat the crap out of them and tell them, shut up. Because, you know, if you don't,
they could destroy everything that you work hard to build up.
Wow. That's deep. Now, here's my thing, Rob. Now, you tell me what's going on here. Living without a dad is different than living without a mother.
Mm-hmm. All right, I see why you go to
Now, I'm about to ask a question. I want an opinion from everyone. Mm. What qualities do someone living without a mother have versus the qualities that someone living without a father have? And are they as... are they as, like, apparent as they would seem? You know what I mean? Do you really have to dig deep to find out, ooh, I feel like this person didn't grow up with a mom, or ooh, I feel like this person didn't grow up with that? Or is it right there like, okay, this person didn't grow up with a father, this person didn't grow up with a mom, I could tell right off the rip. What now? And it ain't even funny, but, you know, it's kind of like some people, it's something like, oh, dang, I don't think this person had parents in their life, you know.
Well, some people you can tell, like,
right,
might not have, like, a certain parent in their life. You know, maybe there's certain ways to act, certain things they may do or say.
Right.
There's certain stuff like that.
What?
Now.
Yeah.
Without a father, and... this is the thing, like, what, like, us boys, we grow up without, that grow up without fathers.
Okay.
You know, a lot of things we have to figure out about being a man, you have to figure out on your own. You have to figure out on your own. Because, sorry to say this, a woman cannot show a man how to be a man.
I agree.
Just like a man can't show a woman how to be a woman. So, you know, a man... without a father, you're figuring out how to be a man on your own. And a woman without a mother is figuring out how to be a woman on her own.
Yeah.
So are there any telltale signs?
Are there telltale signs?
That the person you're talking to, the person you just met, is someone who grew up without a mother or father. What would you say are some of the telltale signs? And I would love to hear from y'all too.
Oh, well, I didn't want to interrupt, but I know personally, because I had my father in my life, so my father taught me, you know, a man's word is his bond. So if you don't have his word, you know, that's pretty much nothing else. He could lose everything else in the world, but his word is everything. Everybody will always remember what he did because of what he said he did, and actions have to follow those words. Then let your yes mean yes and your no
mean no. Yeah.
Don't be wishy-washy. Because as a man, if you're indecisive, it shows weakness. When you say something, even in front of a whole bunch of people, you have to mean what you're saying. What I learned from not having my mother around is my father taught me compassion, but I didn't have any empathy.
Run that back. Run it back. Because I really want you to think about what my brother's saying.
Yeah, I had to learn empathy. And because I had compassion. Like, I could feel sorry for somebody. I put myself in their place. But, like, certain people with certain conversations or certain ways how they're feeling, I'm like, I don't know. You know? So I had to learn empathy. My father had to learn empathy later in his life, and he was trying to teach me empathy. And it's a little hard because empathy puts you in that, it's a soft spot. You know, like, I know people didn't done bad, but you act like you haven't done anything worse.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And, you know, like I said, both of my parents were go-getters, motivated, driven, and that's what I learned from them. But things that I didn't learn was, like I said, empathy, and I guess I did learn respect, because respect is different for everybody. And I had to, and that was hard for me. I had to really learn where to let people know to respect me. Because, you know, I don't argue with people. I'm not an argumentative person. I try to, you know, get my point across, and that's it. And after that, if we don't agree, I'm like, okay. You know.
Awesome. Ari, did you want to speak on this real quick?
Sure. As a person that did not have their father in their life, I could definitely tell you some things. I did not really know how to be around males. I didn't really know how to be in a relationship with a male. And I didn't know how to just as I said, I was always around females, so being around the opposite sex was really weird for me and kind of hard.
Wait. All right. I had a follow-up question, but Rob.
Okay. Okay. So, real quick, we're going to take a really quick break. But we'll still be live on Instagram, so we're entertaining y'all on Instagram.
We're back.
This is the Word of Controversy podcast, the podcast that gives you all forms of controversy.
48.
Episode 48. All right. Now, let's get back to what we was talking about. Single parents household versus two parent household. How we are in relationship.
Awesome. Yeah, we were having a really good discussion about a lot of different stuff. And I know that my brother was telling us some very important things about his situation.
No, very deep things.
Very deep things. If y'all didn't hear the first half, my gosh.
My gosh. I almost had tears in his eyes.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. That's very touching. And believe me, all right, you know, I've heard it said, you know, growing up without a father, it's no joke. I grew up with both my parents, and I'm so blessed. I've grew up with so many friends who either their, you know, one of their parents died or either, you know, didn't grow up with both parents. So I know I'm blessed, and I am praying for the people who wasn't able to have like both in their life and stuff. Man, I love this podcast. You know, 48 episodes of an independent black-owned, Christian-owned podcast, World of Controversy podcast. Y'all check out any of our other episodes or not?
Yeah, I was watching some with Ari, and they were pretty interesting.
Awesome. Okay, so help me out. I do got to get to the controversy.
Okay.
Well, let's get to this controversy, brother. That's our name.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are leading and we're following.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready.
Let's go with this controversy. What you got, bro?
Okay. So, I've heard it said that if the, you know, if it's toxic in the home, the kids shouldn't see the toxicity. Oh, we back and forth. Y'all just need a divorce. I think I need to get away from my husband and my wife because I don't want the kids to see that mess. And we've heard this before, right? Mm. Okay. Mm. I've heard this argument. I think I need to leave my wife. I think I need to leave my husband, the kids all around. There was a study, actually the same 2001 study. I gotta really get the name of it. And they looked at about 20-year studies or a bunch of other studies. And you know what they found? The children being in a house with two parents, two biological parents, even though they were in the presence of fighting, arguments, debates, those kids still did not dramatically increase their chances of getting into a divorce. Mm. Meaning that being in a messed up toxic relationship might actually be better than leaving your wife or husband if there's children. Now, Rob, I don't care how controversial it is. I think you need to stay with your wife. I think you need to stay with your husband.
This is a controversial topic.
Right now, here. I told Ed and Ari we're going to start the controversy.
Okay.
When do you leave? When do you leave?
You want to take the...
My man said,
let me take this, man.
I was gonna let her take it.
Okay, Rob.
Yeah. When do you leave?
Oh, jeez.
You leave when it becomes unbearable anymore.
Okay.
That means when you do all that you can to help fix the relationship, everything, every bit, fiber in your bone you have put into this to fix it, and it ain't going nowhere. Go.
Really? And looking at you like, I don't know.
Oh, no, I mean.
Come on, Ed. Don't talk to me. Every bit of effort, so that means therapy.
Look, if you gotta go to. Hold on. Okay.
Already.
Okay. If y'all have to go to therapy, And that's a part of everything. So if y'all have to go to therapy to work things out, go to y'all relationship, marriage, counseling, therapist,
whatever. Bring the Bible into it.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Bring the Bible into it.
Because I'm sorry to say this, but God got to be in the middle.
Like, oh, wait a minute, wait bro. A minute. Now, wait a minute. Hey, now, wait one second.
You are hitting on
the
it.
The Most High got to be in the middle.
Yeah. If he's not in the middle, it's not going to work out. It don't matter how much therapy you pay for it or whatever. It's not going to work out.
Mm. It isn't.
Come no.
Come on, sister.
Ari.
What's up?
Ari. Ari. Talk to me. Man comes home, tells his wife, I'm starting to have feelings.
Oh, wait.
Now, you're like, wait a minute.
What type of feelings?
Now, what type of feelings are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Feelings towards what?
Now, wait a minute. No, not towards someone. Feelings inside me that I am...
Wait,
well, not who I first. Thought
I was.
Hold on.
Now, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Now, hold y'all on, got brother. Kids. Now, hold remind on, you, brother. There hold is on. Kids in the city. We got already talked about the Bible. I want to see where the Bible stands on some of these issues. See, we got some people talking all this biblical stuff. Now, her husband comes home. And he's starting to feel like, you know, a husband, you know, not you specifically, a husband comes home. You know, I'm starting to feel inside that, you know.
The pluses and the minuses ain't adding up. Okay.
Remember Bruce Jenner? Well, remember when he won the, I'm starting to get feelings that, well, I can't say it all right now. I'm so confused. And you're like, well, we got kids, you know, can you just get these feelings off your tongue? So where are the Bible standing and when do you leave? When okay. do you leave?
For this portion of it.
You're a straight woman. When do you leave?
There's a lot of the women, they stay. Okay. A lot of them do.
Okay.
And there's some women be like, okay, look, I will support you. I will be there for all the things that you need to get done, but I can't be in this relationship with you. I can't do this transition with you. I will support you, but I just can't be in this transition with you. I'll pray for you. We'll go to church. We'll do what we got to do, but I just can't be in this transition with you.
I think that to add on to that is, like Ari said, I understand you're going through something right now, and it's very hard for you to express that, and especially to somebody who you care about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like I heard a therapist say, you have to learn to take yourself out of the equation and try and understand what the person's saying. Now, if they're like, okay, I need to, you know, go out here and change my sex because
be the person
I'm not happy in my current sex. I mean, there's really not much you can do other than try to support them to a certain degree.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, I mean, realistically, I mean, what's going to be...
You can't read that.
The result of you being mad at them for expressing something, especially at being this sensitive about it.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
So, you know.
It's a sensitive topic.
It's very sensitive. Lob to Wob. Lob to Wob comments, you never leave. Spoken like a black Israelite himself. Say, no, I'm playing. I like that comment. I think I'm with him. All right. Now, help me out, Ed. Eddie.
Huh?
Ed. Eddie.
Yes.
There's a man, there's a woman, they're married, and there's kids.
Ooh. Mm. I didn't bring the kid part in. Okay.
Now, she come in to join. Ed, I need to talk to you. And actually, not even you. She like, listen, I messed up big time, Ed. You know, I'm pregnant. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm not sure if it's... dang. You leave, you stay, y'all got kids together already. You getting that abortion? You getting the Yeezy out of the Wheezy out of here, or what?
So the first thing is, if any woman was ever brave enough to sit there and tell me that,
right,
I would commend them for being honest about it.
Yes,
because honestly,
yes,
you already did the act. The only reason why you come to me is because you already know that eventually that's going to come up, and instead of continue to lie about it,
yeah,
you tell me about it.
Right.
Mm.
So I'm going to sit here and ask you personally, what do you feel you should do?
Dang.
Because honestly, I feel like, okay, you came up to me, so respect. Damn. You respected me enough right. to tell me about it. You could have kept it in the dark, said, oh, it was mine, played the wives game, and I'd eventually sit back and go like, okay, you know, hey, doc, can I get a blood test real quick? And then find out that way. you know, but since you came down and was at least able to level with me, I'm going to say, okay, so you stepped out. Why did you step out? What happened?
Right, right. But it's a conversation. There's no talk of y'all leaving yet.
I'm going to say this.
Ed.
The conversation is going to go like this. And honestly, why did you step out in the first place?
Mm.
What was the need to?
Mm.
Was it me or was it you? Did you find something else that was better?
Did you find were you getting a need that wasn't being met?
Yeah, was there mm. something I couldn't do?
You
know? Do you need to do we need to explore avenues?
Right, right.
Mm.
Right.
You know, what's like talk to me, what's up? Mm.
All right, are you tired? You need somebody else?
I mean,
that's, yeah. Where is this gonna go?
Mm.
Yeah, basically, because I'm like, I get that you respect me, but now listen, you know, I'm gonna try and work with you to prevent that shit from happening again.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But if it does happen again, you're gonna see a completely different side of me,
right?
Because now,
but you're saying a different side. Will she get the big chop off?
Oh, most definitely. Because, because
y'all got kids together.
Wait, it doesn't matter.
I'm gonna tell you. What he's saying.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because let me tell you something.
He said two strikes you out.
No, not even two strikes. You didn't lie to me the first time. You respected me enough to tell me. So right. with that, even though I'm pissed.
Right.
I have enough resolve to hear you out and hear where you were coming from. Because one thing I know, and the Bible says this, no man or woman on this earth is absolved of sin. We all fuck up. Excuse my French. But I'm just saying, we all mess up bad. Sometimes, like, really bad. But the question is, are you going to do it again?
Amen.
And do I have to catch you doing it again? Now, some people say, I can't do that. And you know what? I tell those people, I tell them like this. Listen, even in the Bible, it says you do what's good to your comfortability level. Because honestly, when somebody does commit a sin, even though God doesn't like people getting divorced, it is up to the person who has been offended to make the final decision. I'm sitting here and asking you, what can we do to fix it? Because obviously this was a moment of weakness.
Right.
One that I was not aware of.
Dang. Mm.
And maybe it was because that I wasn't giving you enough affection, because sometimes work gets in the way.
Right.
You know, I was paying all these bills off. I was trying to focus on getting us on that vacation sometime. And somewhere along the time, I just kind of neglected you. Right. We are creatures of habit. We need to feel things. So I'm going to sit here. I'm going to give you a chance to explain yourself. And then we're going to work on the situation. But I'm going to make something perfectly clear. Don't ever let it happen again. As far as getting an abortion, I am 1,000% against it. Only because when you read it out of the Bible, it says from the moment of conception,
right,
it's born. Screw all scientific terminologies out there, and I say this to every single one of them. The moment that God made the life, it's alive.
Right.
So I go with that. I go with that.
Okay. Lot to Wob. He tweeting back. He's commenting live. He says she breached the contract spiritually.
Yeah.
The contract spiritual by bringing another body.
That's
not his.
That's true.
Now, in the law of Abraham, Lam Tawab, there was only one way that would allow for divorce, and that was adultery, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I think Lam Tawab might be on to something. If there was a divorce to happen, this would be, in my opinion, the only way it should happen.
This is the way.
Now, Rob, they tell me about physical abuse. No, Rob?
Or are you trying to get to emotional?
No, I'm emotional abuse too. No, but I'm trying to get to this physical abuse. Now, are you going to let your woman beat up on you, or are you gonna beat up your woman in front of them kids? And when do you put a stop to it? When do you leave? When do you leave?
That's when I leave.
Huh? Excuse me?
That's when I leave.
Yeah, but that's not Abrahamic law, sis.
We're not gonna go on Abrahamic law. So if we're going on law, the Bible says this. Uh-oh. Respect each other.
Wait. Yeah.
Come on, say
submit
it one more time.
To each other.
Respect each other, right?
Yeah. So the moment that the respect flies out the window,
that's when you leave.
That's when it's done. Yeah. And I mean, we can all have moments of downspouts. Something's going on. But go work on your history. I'm going to say this. I tell guys all the time, don't hit your woman. There's 100 punching bags at the gym. Take all your frustration and anger out on a punching bag at the gym. You ain't got to hit her. Even if she is pissing you off. And I tell some of the girls who sit there and mouth off at their husbands, why are you disrespecting them? Come on now. You say you love this man. Y'all have children together. What are you showing the children?
That this is okay when it's not.
So why don't y'all take this back to where y'all lost the respect for each other and rebuild it? You know?
Damn.
So that's basically where we stand. The moment y'all start losing respect for each other, I think it's about time to, you know, call it quits. And some people say, well, what about the kids? I'm going to say this. Kids are going to be happy no matter what the parents do, and I can speak from personal experience. Because sometimes I came to the resolve that it was better my parents be separated than them be together.
What?
Because they hated each other when they were together.
Yeah, but the 2001 study.
Doesn't matter. Like I said, I personally had it. Like when I watched my parents together, the tension in the room physically, like it makes everybody sick.
You could cut it with a knife.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I mean, if you can have two parents be, you know, cool with each other, that's fine. But if they are like I said, you know, these are two Leos, so they are very opinionated about it. One is going to be pissed and the other one ain't. Mm-hmm. Or both of them are going to be pissed.
Yeah.
And like I said, that, like, I've been in the room with my mother and my father, and, you know, it's not good. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And on my side, you got a Leo and an Aquarius, so...
Mm. Wow. Rob.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well,
yeah, that's... I think she would be a Virgo.
That...
Who? She's an Aquarius.
He would be a Virgo, though. You said August the 20th, right?
I guess so. I know they're not too far from
they're not
each other.
Too far. Okay. All right. Yeah. He may be on the cusp or something.
Yeah.
You want to rap?
Okay. I can't even get my thoughts
out. I know.
Much
this has been a very interesting episode.
Okay.
Emotion.
I'm with you, though, about the respect part. Look, man should not hit his woman.
Yeah.
Woman should not hit the man, especially in front of the kids.
In front of anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a respect thing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely don't disrespect your partner out in public either. That's just opening the door for like a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because one of the things that I learned about being in a toxic relationship, you start getting good at learning how to piss your partner off.
Oh, yeah.
And you just know, like, the better at the triggers you get.
The buttons to press, the things
the better
to say.
The better at the shots. Like, mm-hmm. It's just a shot to the heart. Now I don't even have to play with you. I know how to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets even worse when they know how to do it back.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
But they know you that well.
Dang.
Yeah.
Man.
It sounds like a certain situation now.
There's a few situations I'm thinking about right now. This man might need to get a preaching going. These two might have to write the book.
Book for sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways I could go with this. Rob, I'm throwing it right back to you. I don't even know where to go with this.
Listen, just go with it. It's
I don't know where to go with it either because... Whoa.
I mean, I asked you guys.
Toxic relationship,
yeah.
Brother. And I know what you're saying with a toxic relationship. I've been in one.
Uh-oh.
We all have.
I've been in one.
I've been in a couple.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
So.
And I tell you, when I was in that toxic relationship, this guy knows. It was hard.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard. I had some nights I had called this man. I was complaining a lot. Like, she did this, that. Brother.
Yeah.
Brother.
Well, I'm glad y'all had that relationship, see. I didn't have that relationship. I didn't have a buddy that I could sit down and have a conversation with about what was going on between me and my girl. So I had to sit down and have a conversation with the guy upstairs a lot of times about it.
Wow.
Well, at the time, well, at first I didn't go to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. But then it was like a time when things was really like getting bad and was really getting like worse and worse. And it was like, yeah, I need somebody. So it was him, and it was my other boy, Will. We was just like chatting it up, and yeah.
And y'all can compare notes.
Yeah. It took me a while to even get out of there. Once I got out, happy moment, man. Happy moment.
Do you think it had anything to do with each other's family structure growing up? Her family structure and your family structure.
You know what?
Come on.
I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she definitely did have like a crazy like family structure. Mm-hmm. Like crazy. You know, and my family ain't the best either.
How crazy we talking? Cause I think I can outmatch you.
You can outmatch me?
I think I can.
You think you can?
I think I can. How crazy.
Are you talking about like her family or mine?
Hers.
Hers.
Hers. You think you can outmatch it?
I think I can.
Mm. Woo!
Well, we just have to rip this Band-Aid off.
No. What you about to say, brother?
Say. No, this is why they call me Jerm Griffin on the World of Controversy. Because she wanna know. Come on now. We ain't letting it simmer this time.
Oh no.
All right.
This is a controversy. Let's
she fought her own sister.
For what? You?
No.
Yeah. This guy is good. I might have to really get. Yo, where his mind be going is good, yo.
No, I've had that. So.
Right. That isn't that uncommon.
No, not uncommon, but.
Well, how bad was the fight? I'm like, how bad was the fight?
Man, if I was bad with his sister,
I don't
want
to go into that for the purpose of Uh-oh. It gets.
Dark. It could get.
It's not graphic. I mean, it got. Let's say this. I found out that the other sister liked me, and because they were both twins.
Amen.
Whoa.
They figured I didn't know. And what?
Uh-oh. Oh, she didn't notice.
Don't worry, brother. I started talking to twins at one time in high school.
That was pretty much what it was. It was a twins in high school moment. And, you know.
Overbrook?
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't Overbrook.
Okay.
Overbrook twins. That sounds like that'll ruin your life.
I'll say this. I didn't mess with anybody when I was in Overbrook. I had a lot of people trying to mess with me in Overbrook.
Amen.
Wow. The hallway. The hallway.
Yeah, I remember when I saw you in the hallway in Overbrook. That was...
Wow, this is an Overbrook love story?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, yuck.
We didn't know that. We didn't know each other really much in high school, so yeah.
Okay.
Rob.
Sorry, we might have to cut this real short.
Okay.
Tell them something up.
Okay.
All right, if y'all got anything y'all want to promote, this is your time.
At this time, I'm good. I appreciate it. Otherwise, then, you know, if you're looking for housing and real estate, you know, I'll be happy to assist you.
I'm going to call you.
You got a website?
Yeah, it's Weikert. Weikert/...
Edward Jackson.
Yeah, Edward Jackson.
Yeah, Weikert/Edward Jackson.
Weikert?
Yeah, Weikert.
It's a funny name.
It's his real estate agent office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be calling you. Work get with. My house. You know, me and my wife might be calling for a house.
Okay.
Let me know about that baby.
All right. Anything you want to promote?
It'll be coming soon.
My business.
Okay.
I'm a doula, so my business is Ari Doula of Philadelphia. So if anybody need a doula, just let me know. Hit me up.
I'll be hitting you up.
Okay.
Okay. So this is to conclude our episode. What If Controversy Podcast. Follow us on WOC_pod on YouTube. What If Controversy Podcast on Facebook. WOC_podcast on Instagram. WOC_pod on Twitter, right? Yup. And we are also on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, anywhere you can find podcasts, World Controversy Podcast. And that's it. Good night.